A leading senator has blasted the ABC. James McGrath from the Liberal Party ripped into the ABC last night.
The ABC are hiding from the Australian people. It is time for there to be a royal commission into public broadcasting in this country to ensure that the ABC charter is fit for purpose. Because under Ita Buttrose, the ABC is another country, but it is not Australia. It is time that the taxpayers got value for money. It is time for the ABC to stand up for mainstream Australia.
That's the Liberal Senator James McGrath. He described the ABC as a bunch of hypocrites, and he's called for an urgent overhaul of their complaint system. And by the way, the Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg has proposed an inquiry into the complaint system, but that was defeated by one vote. And James McGrath has picked up the issue that we have been exposing here involving November Platoon and this allegation that broadcast on the ABC in October last year, suggesting that November Platoon had executed an Afghan man because there weren't enough seats on a helicopter. That was the allegation. Mark Willacy, the journalist, interviewed an unnamed US Marine who says he heard a pop on the radio during a mission in 2012. And because of that sound, he accused members of November Platoon of executing a prisoner. Shooting the prisoner dead. It was flimsy evidence. It was all based on something he heard. He didn't see a thing. It's unproven. And we've pointed out that the dates just don't match up. Mark Willacy is trying to prove that this took place. This is a year after he put the story up on the ABC. He's made a request to Defence to obtain the audio recordings from relevant missions in Afghanistan. The dates that he's requested between June and July of 2012. But as we've pointed out, November Platoon didn't begin operations in Afghanistan until August of 2012. So they weren't operating when they're accused of this execution. Here's more of James McGrath, the Liberal Senator, talking about Heston Russell, who is from November Platoon, who's been blowing the whistle on this program.
I want to mention someone who served our country with valour, good Heston Russell. Now, Heston Russell has issues with the ABC. The ABC has treated him and his fellow veterans with an appalling manner, and Heston Russell has written to the ABC, has got very poor responses from the ABC. Mr Russell's indeed said that he's asked for a live interview with the ABC to go through the issues because he distrusts the ABC so much.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that he raises there about Heston Russell. Heston Russell's on this program regularly, but Heston's saying to the ABC and their journalist Mark Willacy, I will come into the ABC headquarters in Ultimo, or I'll do an interview remotely from my home, and you can ask me live on the air whatever you want to ask me about this allegation, because he and other members of November Platoon say this did not happen. So why has the ABC not taken up Heston Russell on that offer? What are you afraid of?